Hello, VoiceTubers. How's it going? Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. This is Sean, and it's nice to hear from you guys again. Today's video is about meat and vegetable. And which do you guys prefer? Do you prefer meat or vegetable? And how long can you stay away from meat? So this video is actually giving an idea of, you know, if you are a vegetarian, or let's say if you are a veggie, you can still get protein from certain food, like beans, like all kinds of beans, or some vegetable. So anyway, have you ever considered to become a vegetarian? And why or why not? So let me know in the comment, and let's move on to our sentence today. Most vegetarians can keep those levels in check with lots of beans, leafy green veggies, soy, dairy, nutritional yeast, and whole grains. Dietary supplements can come in handy, too, in making sure your body is getting everything it needs. Most vegetarians can keep those levels in check with lots of beans, leafy green veggies, soy, dairy, nutritional yeast, and whole grains. Dietary supplements can come in handy too, in making sure your body is getting everything it needs. Alright, let's take a look at our vocabularies. 第一个单字是 veggie。那 veggie 它其实是比较口语的用法，那它又分成了英式说法和美式说法。那在英式说法里面多半是当成素食者来解释，那美式说法它就会比较多用在蔬菜。例如你可以说 She gave me her secret veggie burger recipe。那这边就是他给我他私藏的素食汉堡食谱，那这边的 veggie 就当成素食。那再来是 Many kids hate green veggies like broccoli and lettuce。 那有 很多小孩讨厌绿色蔬菜，像是花椰菜或是莴苣，那这边的 veggies 就是蔬菜。那另外一个是 vegetarian。She has been a vegetarian for 5 years now. 她吃素吃五年了。那再来下一个单字是 vegan。vegan。那 vegan 其实它也是素食者的意思，只是它是严守素食主义的人。那 vegan 的素食者，它也是其实也是归类在于 vegetarian 里面的一类。那它是算是素食者里面比较严格的一类，那通常我们会称它为完全素食者或是纯素食者。那通常 vegan 呢，它会在除了在饮食上面不吃肉之外，它会连一切的动物产品它都不碰，就是有可能它会拒绝使用或是穿戴动物性的产品，比如说皮草或者是皮衣这类的东西。所以 vegan 呢，他是比较严守这个素食主义的人，但是他也是vegetarian 的一类。 So you can say she is very determined to become a vegan. 那他下定决心要成为一位纯素者。好，再来是 grain。 那 grain 它其实是谷粒或是谷物的意思，那通常会比较指像稻米啊、谷物或是小麦一样的植物。 My mom always tell me not to waste a grain of rice. 那我妈常跟我说不能浪费任何一粒米。好，再来是 wheat。 那 wheat 就是小麦。 The farmers are busy harvesting wheat. 农夫们正忙于收割小麦。那再来是 whole wheat。 那其实这个 whole wheat 它是形容词，它当成全麦的意思， 你可以中间有 dash 或是没有 dash 都可以。 She bought some whole wheat flour to make some bread. 她买了一些全麦面粉来做面包。好，再来下一个单字是 dietary。 Dietary， 那 dietary 它是形容词，它有饮食的意思。 It's important to have healthy dietary habits. 有个良好的健康饮食习惯是很重要的。那 dietary 它是从 diet 衍生出来的，那 diet 就当成名词，它有饮食的意思。例如 I'm currently on a diet and hoping to lose some weight before the trip. 那我正在节食，希望能够在旅行前瘦个几公斤。再来是 supplement， supplement。那 supplement 它是当成名词，它有补充或是补给品的意思。 The doctor said I should be taking vitamin supplements. 那医生说我应该多补充维他命。那接下来是 supply， supply。 那其实 supplement 是由 supply 去延伸的，那 supply 其实可以当动词或是名词来使用，它有供给或是供应、提供的意思。Some of the cities in the country have no sustainable energy supply. 那有些城市没有永续的能源。那这边的 supply 就是当成名词来做使用。再来最后一组单字是 handy， handy。那 handy 它当成形容词，它其实比较接近口语的用法，那你可以解释成好用的、便利的或是易于操作的。比如说像我们常说的 to come in handy 就是派得上用场。比如说 don't throw those bottles away, they will come in handy when we go camping next weekend. 那先不要把那些瓶子丢掉，我们下周末的露营可能会派上用场。那这边的 come in handy 就是派得上用场。再来最后一个单字是 convenient， convenient。 那 convenient 大家都知道它是有方便的意思，它当成形容词来使用。 It's very convenient that you live near the MRT station. 那你住在捷运站附近非常方便。 Alright, that's all for our pronunciation challenge, and I'll see you next time. Bye.